What's
okay, wait. Hi, we are the ASM Behind the Scenes podcast. My name is Jin Yao.
I'm Ximena.
And I'm Sergio. We're three seniors at ASM.
In this podcast, we will explore the lives of upper school staff members and alumni with the hopes of bringing you fun stories about high school, college, and life in general.
We'll be releasing an episode every week on Fridays.
If you have any cool ideas for future episodes, feel free to email s23142@asmadrid.es. But before further ado, let's get into it. What's up, guys? Today we have Miss T, who is an instructional coach here at ASM. Thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you for having me today.
Of course. First of all, could you explain a little what your job is and what you do?
Well, I'm an instructional coach in a middle school and upper school, and my job is to help teachers in teaching and also to help students in learning.
Mm. All right. Nice. So our first question is, what is your best high school or college memory?
Well, I went to a high school in Vietnam, in an ancient city in Vietnam. And way back in that time, I really enjoy riding bicycle to school, sometime in flood. Mm-hmm. Like in the winter, we have like flood almost every week. Mm-hmm. And it was a little bit challenging at the beginning, but I got used to it and knew how to navigate in the flood and enjoy learning with my friends.
Mm-hmm. What was better for you in this case, high school or college?
You mean like...
Where did you get the most, the best memories?
Ah, the best memory.
Yeah.
Well, probably I think maybe both. In high school, we had more time to play. Mm-hmm. Like, we only have to go to school in the morning or in the afternoon.
Oh, wow. Oh,
and the rest, cool. You nice. Just stay home, do your homework, mm-hmm. help your mom out with stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, my mom at the time had a bookstore, and mm-hmm. I have her to, you know, like, to choose the best comic books mm-hmm. For her store, like... I probably knew a lot of Japanese comic books and yeah. stuff nice. Like that. So, but at university, you're also exposed to many, you mm-hmm. know, like many aspects of education. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I learned about like Langston Hughes. In fact, one of my thesis was about Langston Hughes poetry, uh-huh. which I still remember mm-hmm. these mm-hmm. days. Yeah.
And so what did you study in college?
Well, my major was English as a foreign language. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then after that, I became a teacher of English at mm-hmm. a rural school in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And then I decided, like, maybe I needed something more mm-hmm. than just teaching English. Mm-hmm. So I applied for a couple of scholarships.
You did all the college in Vietnam?
Yes, I did all the colleges in Vietnam and had a job in Vietnam. And then after that, I went to Columbia mm-hmm. University yeah. to get the graduate degree.
Mm-hmm. What was your first job?
Well, my first job was a teacher... in a rural school, and then like sometime I went to the house to like students' house to help them to harvest their crops and stuff like that.
Nice.
Yeah, and I did some tutoring and did many other things to help my parents.
Mm-hmm.
Mm,
yeah.
Nice.
And so you mentioned that you applied for scholarships. So mm. how was like? Did you have any obstacles? And if you did, how did you overcome them?
Well. Many obstacles because English is not my native speaking language mm-hmm. and actually every scholarship has a different requirement. So like mm-hmm. I in fact applied for the one to study in Australia and I failed it. Oh. Like mm-hmm. even I prepared a really big portfolio about my performance, my mm-hmm. achievements, everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I failed it probably because maybe my portfolio didn't meet their requirement, or like they expect some other quality that I may not have it, you know. But if you have your end goal and you would like to, to reach your end goal, just not to give up and just persistent and try again. And that's what I got, another one.
I feel like that's a very important thing for us students to keep remembering, to never give up. But so you've traveled to Vietnam and many other places, but why did you end up in Spain? Here in Madrid?
Well, probably because I love Madrid. I've been traveling to Madrid and other parts of the world a lot. And I feel Madrid is a very interesting place with a lot of, things going on related to culture, diverse cultures. People are very friendly. And I also would like to learn Spanish.
And when you first moved to US, right? And so how was adapting to New York?
Well, imagining I came from a very, very small town and then moving directly to New York, it had a lot of challenges such as you really don't know how to take a subway or stuff like that, how to communicate with other people in English is a little bit challenge at the beginning. But then I really enjoyed the opportunities, like going to Central Park to watch Romeo and Juliet, or tutoring children in Harlem, or going to Massachusetts to learn Haitian Creole. So like any opportunities, any learning opportunities that were presented to me, I would take it, because I know that this is just one at the time that you had that opportunity, so.
That's cool. And going back to high school, what do you think is different about high school now than when you were in high school?
Well, I think high schoolers have common things like you like to play with your friends. And, you like to be recognized. You like to learn in an authentic way. You have your passion. You are very creative. You have kind heart. So, like, every high schooler, I believe, I trust that you have the wonderful qualities. Yeah. But way back in that time, we probably didn't have enough opportunities to learn about people around the world due to the limited technology or exposure. You probably have more opportunities, but we also have more time to play. So it's gonna be wonderful if you keep the balance between technology, connection with technology, and also be engaged with people in person or with their surrounding environment.
Okay, so now we'll be moving on to the surprise question.
Take
your time to answer it. And so the question is, if you had $1 billion for only one day, what would you buy?
What would I buy?
Would you do with it?
Maybe I buy water.
Water? A lot of it? Why?
Well,
I was not expecting that.
What?
Firstly, I love water. Secondly, my nickname is water in French.
Oh, wow.
But that's not the same reason.
Okay.
That's not the main reason. Yeah. But I read a lot of articles about people living in Haiti, and then they have to walk for a long way to get water. So I would like to buy water for the people in it.
Wow, that's
very nice.
That's nice.
Yeah, I was thinking of a Lamborghini, but this really changed things.
Would you only buy water for one? What if the water runs out? Like, you buy all the bottles and...
That's a very good question. And probably I would like to invest it in sustainable energy, because the environment, yeah. And you know, like it's kind of.
And
yeah.
where did your interest of sustainable environment spark?
I think probably create some, you know, like let's say for example, like in some industry that needs some, like let's say clothing
mm-hmm.
industry or
mm-hmm.
something like that. People try to make it more sustainable by,
mm-hmm.
you know, like by, you know, investing in like the industry that, you know, help the environment or protect the environment.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to do some investment in various industries that help
mm-hmm.
the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nice.
That's a nice answer.
Yeah, I liked it. Going back to the school questions now, can I ask why a teacher? Why is it your dream or?
Yeah.
Well, to be honest with you, my parents asked me to become a teacher just because they were a teacher
mm-hmm.
and they were a very good teacher. I just would like to tell you that like sometime what you may not get the first chance to get what you would like to do in your life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. That's really okay. Because after on, you may, you know, may open up that opportunity. May not be the best opportunity, but it can open up some other opportunities.
Yeah, so what are your future plans? Like, what would you like to do? I don't know, maybe
my
five
future
years?
Plans, traveling.
Uh-huh.
Well, I would like to stay in Madrid for a while to learn more about the culture here. And I would like to take advantage of this opportunity to travel with my children, my family.
Yeah, that's good. And what would you have done if you weren't a teacher? What would your new future plans would be like?
If I were a teacher.
If you weren't a teacher.
If you weren't a teacher.
If you could.
I'd probably become a social worker because I love to help the children.
Mm-hmm.
I think I told the story before, like I went back to Vietnam and then I met one cook at the hotel and then he asked me like, was you Miss T? And I said, yes. Yeah, well, did you used to work at the youth union
mm-hmm.
to have the student, like the children living on the boat
mm-hmm.
for riding? And I said, yes. Yeah. So he said to me that like, well, you was the first one
mm-hmm.
who helped me how to ride. So
mm-hmm.
like, my heart is
it's
more like a social
yeah.
working
yeah.
and,
that's
you know,
nice.
So I really love that.
So how was, like, studying English in Vietnam, and then how did you, like, what's the process of ending up studying master's in Columbia University and then getting a job here in Madrid?
Well, studying English in Vietnam is something like you read from script, for example, something like, hello, Mary, how are you?
Yeah.
I'm fine, thank you, Daisy, and you, or something like that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, when you move from a very traditional English teaching to some environments like Columbia University, you need to adapt. So
mm-hmm.
At the first semester, I couldn't understand what my instructor said.
Uh-huh.
So I have to record the lecture and then read a lot of books.
Yeah.
I did get A
mm-hmm.
for my efforts
mm-hmm.
because
I
compensated
yeah.
my English understanding by reading a lot of books and did really well with writing.
Yeah.
But like you need a lot of adaptabilities and not to give up. So yeah.
Yeah. When I moved to the US, I didn't know any English either, and I
oh,
just
really?
Said yes to everything.
Oh really?
And yeah, for me it worked out. So out of all the places you've been in, from your home to Vietnam to, you know, here, which one is the, I guess, best place?
Well, I really love Croatia.
Oh really?
Yeah, so last summer we took a ferry from Venice in Italy to Croatia,
mm-hmm.
and watching the sunset over the Roman ruins. Oh. It was wonderful. And like going to the market and bought some and buying some like vegetable, local vegetables, and cook the meal right in Croatia. It was wonderful. I also really love Zambia and the safari. That it was really nice experience.
What's the next place that you would like to travel to?
Egypt.
Egypt?
Nice.
Why? To see the...
Yeah, our kids would like to see pyramid and learn about the culture, Egyptian culture. So we would like to go there.
All right.
Oh, nice.
Great.
Okay, and we're going to go now to our final question. It's summing up everything you've said, basically, what's your advice to give us, the seniors or students?
I think my advice could be, like, just firstly enjoy the time as school. Because the time just go by, you cannot go back and then say, like,
yeah,
I wish I could do something,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, like, I usually wish that I could have explored New York more because I had been like really concentrating on like getting an A without having time to, you know, like go out. So like enjoy the time with your friends and also like explore your environment, because I think going out is also like learning too. It's not about the what you learn at school in the classroom, but beyond the classroom, how to connect with your friends, how to connect your with your families, and connect with the environment. I find very important.
Yeah.
And if you have a passion, just follow it. Follow it. And if something happening, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Because if you have your end goal and you, that's your passion, not to give up, and but at the same time open your heart to other possibilities.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Those
thank
are
you.
Unique.
Okay.